pertussis is a vaccine-preventable disease, and it's extremely contagious. The vaccine doesn't last forever, so you have to maintain your level of protection.
Lee Willoughby is Immunizations Clinic Manager at Escambia DOH.
We have seen a spike in the number of cases. It happens periodically, especially when people are indoors. We have so many celebrations this time of year. You gather in large groups, and you're inside, and you're talking, and you're eating, and all those viruses and germs can be spread more easily.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there were 339 cases of pertussis in Florida in 2016, about 1.7 per 100,000 population. The cough and whooping cough can last from about 2 weeks to several months and can be very serious.
In the old days, back when your grandma and my grandma were growing up, they used to call it the cough that lasts 99 days. The cough is persistent.
Pertussis is spread from person to person through the droplets produced by coughing. Some who are infected may be unable to catch their breath and begin to turn blue. Older people, whose bones may have lost some density over the years, are especially vulnerable to the violent coughing.
It's a long-term cough, and it's hard enough to break ribs.
As mentioned, the main symptom of whooping cough is the cough. But it's a different type of cough than those usually heard or experienced.
The whoop is so distinctive, you can't hardly miss it, and it causes weight loss and loss of sleep, and the cough can be so bad that it causes vomiting as well.
The initial vaccine to combat the disease is DTaP. It helps kids younger than age 7 develop immunity to 3 deadly bacterial diseases, whooping cough and also diphtheria and tetanus. Tdap is the booster given at age 11. One of the main target groups for vaccination, says Willoughby, is new moms.
We like to get them vaccinated before they deliver in their third trimester. That's the most critical time for them to develop immunity and pass that immunity on to the baby so that the baby, once it's born, it has a level of protection.
Everyone age 6 weeks and older are eligible for the Tdap vaccine. The health department's Lee Willoughby says the DTaP booster is effective in both kids and grown-ups.
If you're an adult, every 10 years, we encourage all adults to get a Tdap as soon as possible. Talk to their primary care physician about it. As children enter middle school, they'll get their first booster then. And if you're having a new baby in the family, make sure that all the aunts and uncles and grandparents have had their Tdap well before the baby arrives.
Additional information about whooping cough, including vaccination guidelines, can be found at escambiahealth.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.